Today on Hacker Public Radio, we will talk to an IT lawyer about the new EU regulations regarding personal data. In April 2014, I visited the IT Solutions Expo at the conference center known as the Swedish Fair in Gothenburg. The tagline of the IT Solutions Expo was, "The fair that shows you how to make money on tomorrow's IT solutions." And on their webpage, they write, "IT Solutions Expo in Gothenburg is the exhibition that focuses 100% on entrepreneurship and business development through new technologies. It offers visitors the opportunity to see the market's latest solutions and listen to when some of the world's top entrepreneurs and innovators explain how to achieve success through new technologies. Do not just stand there. Realize your vision and surf on the digitization wave that opens doors to new markets, more sales, and higher profits." Yeah. So just a lot of corporate propaganda and sales people, right? And to be totally honest, I hesitated going there. But I'm glad I did, actually. There were some really interesting talks concerning privacy and technology that I would not have liked to miss. And the real highlight of the fair was a talk by Agnes Andersson Hammarstrand, a lawyer specialized in information technology. She covered the new laws that will come to pass in the European Union regarding how we are allowed to handle personal data. I was very happy that she was willing to give a short interview for Hacker Public Radio, so I started by asking her to give us the current status.
Well, I'm working as an IT lawyer at a law firm called Zettervalls, and I'm here at the EC Fair's IT Solution Expo to speak about the new e-regulation regarding personal data.
All right, and why is that interesting?
Well, it's very interesting because what's happening now is that EU has suggested totally new legislation regarding protection of personal data. And the legislation includes a lot of news, and it will become a much stricter regulation as regards to personal data through Europe.
And this is something new that they are rolling out over all the countries in the EU. It's a new thing doing it like that, isn't it?
Well, there is of course a few other areas where you have EU legislation, but it's new when it comes to personal data that in this case, this is legislation with direct effect in all EU countries. Previously, there were only EU directive with some minimum rules, regulations in all the countries, but it could be interpreted in different ways from country to country. But now it will be the same law, the same interpretation in all countries. That's the intention.
All right. And regarding this new law, how long has this been in the works? How long have they been researching and doing stuff to change this law? I mean, we have a lot of news about it right now, but this must have been in the pipeline for a long time, right?
Yes, to be honest, I'm not really sure how long they've been working with this, but it's for years, of course. The first public draft was published more than 2 years ago, and before that, there has been discussions for many, many years. So, of course, this is a work that's been going on for a long time.
And why do they feel the need to change these laws?
First of all, EU would like to have one single set of rules in order to facilitate trade and facilitate cross-border transactions. As it is now, if you are a company within EU, you need to ask lawyers in all country, in every country you're active in order to see, okay, what's the interpretation of the directive in that country. And that's, of course, costs a lot to companies, and it's quite burdensome. So that's the first reason. The second reason is, of course, to ensure a stricter protection to protect individuals from having registered data about them that they don't want to have registered.
And just with the broad strokes, what does this new law entail for everyone?
Well, it's as I said, it's one legislation. That's of course a big news. Then there will be much stricter sanctions, at least from a Swedish perspective. I'm a Swedish lawyer. That of course varies depending on from country to country what the sanctions were in that country before. But in general, you may have to pay liquidated damages in case of breach of the legislation, which is a very strict sanction, I would say. You could be liable up to 5% of the global turnover of a company, which is it's quite a lot. I mean, 5% of the annual global turnover, that might be all the profit that company is making that year. Of course, depending on how serious breach you are committing, but still, it's very tough. So that's one important change, of course. You also, as a company, you will only have to consider one governmental body, one authority. Yeah, right. That's called one-stop shop. So if you're a Swedish company, for example, you only have to deal with the Swedish authority responsible for data protection. So that's one thing as well that's quite big. And in addition to that, there is, of course, different rules here and there that will be changed.
A lot of the people who listen to this are creators and makers, they're programmers. What do they have to think about if they are going to follow these new laws?
Well, one thing I think you should be aware of is a principle called privacy by design and privacy by default. And that's a rule stating that when you are designing a new IT system where you will store personal data, you need to take into consideration issues of privacy already when designing that system. So that's a quite interesting new rule, I would say. You need to consider what are the default settings in the system you are creating. For example, if personal data may not be stored for a long period, you need to have a default setting where you can, as a company, decide that after this period, the data will automatically be deleted and removed from the system totally.
How do you define personal data?
Well, personal data is everything that directly or indirectly could be connected to one individual. So it could be a picture, it could be contact details, even if it's company contact details, which is very important to remember. It's not only you as a consumer, it could also be you as a representative for a company. So it's everything that in any way could be connected to you as an individual.
And the reason for you being able to store these things usually are that you have a business relationship with the customer, a company or a person?
Well, there are different reasons why you are allowed to store personal data. It could be, for example, that you of course you are allowed to store personal data about your employees. That's explicit in the current European legislation and will of course be the same in the new legislation. It could also be a customer relationship, as you said. It could be other reasons as well, but you need to have a legitimate ground, a basic for why you are allowed to store the personal data. And if you're not having such relationship in some way, as a basic rule, you need to have consent from the person that you register.
Another group that listens to this are the people who work at companies and are perhaps they have on their table to access these questions for the company's sake. Do you have some final thought, a recommendation perhaps, a good advice for them?
Well, I think that companies within Europe, they need to consider this legislation good time in advance because it will make quite a lot of changes. And one thing that is very clear from the legislation is that the companies will have much more responsibility to become compliant before a breach is committed. You need to have stricter rules in order to document how you actually comply with the legislation. Bigger responsibility as regards to policy documentation, to actually ensure that you comply with the legislation and be able to prove that in order to legislation. So now it's very much about creating awareness within the companies about the new legislation.
And if people want to know more about you, follow your work, where do they turn to?
Well, you can find me on Twitter, on the account IT-advokaten, for example. My name is Agnes Andersson Hammarstrand, and you can, of course, also Google me and find me on my company website.
And I will, of course, put links in the show notes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It is interesting to see that it is not only consumers who are starting to think that information about us should be kept safe, it is also slowly becoming the law. If you work in or with companies in the European Union, this is definitely a heads up, something to take notice of. In just a couple of years' time, you must be ready to follow the new legislation. In a talk, Agnes also mentioned that companies should have someone who is responsible for privacy issues. Perhaps it is time to go and have a chat with your CEO? And remember, when you start a new software project, privacy by design and privacy by default. All the relevant links will be in the show notes, where you will also find ways to send feedback or get in touch with Agnes or me. Please, if you have any thoughts on the subject at hand or regarding the show, go to hackerpublicradio.org and speak your mind. This is CT, signing off.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.